Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Blake, yesterday we had those two reports from USDA, the stocks update and the acreage numbers as well. We'll highlight those reports in a moment. First of all, give us the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
We finished higher across the board compared to last week. July corn ended the week at 370, up 12 and a quarter. New crop December corn finished the week at 390 and three quarters. That was up 15 cents. July beans ended the week 940 and a quarter, up 35 and three quarters. November beans, 952 and a half. That was up 41 and a half. And July Kansas City wheat led the way higher, finishing up 45 and a half at 509 and three quarters.
Well, let's dive into those reports from yesterday at USDA. It looks like the stocks report maybe was a little bearish, but the bulls won out on the acreage report, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how bearish it was, but it certainly doesn't seem real bullish on face value. I would say the big focus was on planted acres. The report showed corn seedings at 90.9 million acres. That was up 890,000 from the last report. Soybeans were estimated at 89.5 million acres, basically unchanged from that March report. And for beans, you know, that's still a record high acreage number. But what it's telling us is that not many farmers switched from corn to beans as many thought they would. And then for stocks, corn stocks came in 5.225 billion bushels. That was slightly above estimates. Bean stocks came in at 963 million bushels, and that was below estimates. But when that report came off, actually corn sold off from where it was 5 to 10 cents, but grinded higher and ended up closing up a dime on the day, and everything else just caught a bid right after the report.
I was going to say, with that rally on Friday, you know, and a little bit through the week, but especially yesterday, does this put us back to where we could maybe start resuming some sales, Blake?
Yeah, I think so. You got corn at 390 about. That's pretty close to what the seasonal average has been running. So, you know, anytime you can get sales above there and get caught up, it's a good decision. Same with beans. Beans have been tracking lower and lower, but this big rally, it might help to look at adding some hedges here. I kind of want to let this thing ride a little bit. Whether that's, you know, protecting yourself with a put option or hedging and buying a call. But until weather, or until they take the hot and dry weather out and add some more timely rains, I kind of want to let it ride.
All right. Now, you know, looking beyond this now, we have July 4th, the Independence holiday on Tuesday next week. Markets will be closed on Tuesday. Might have some interesting holiday trade around that. But beyond that, it's kind of back to weather, isn't it, Blake?
Yeah, it's back to weather. And if there were going to be any fireworks this time of year, it would have been on Friday. Trade was pretty organized, I guess. It was end of the week, end of the month, end of the quarter, grain report, hog report. For the most part, it wasn't that volatile. And, you know, I think that weather is why the grains kind of bid on that report. You dig a little bit deeper. A lot of acres that were gained were up in that northern portion of the country where that drought is, and where, you know, Minneapolis spring wheat caught on fire because of the drought and pulled everything else higher. So I think that's pretty much all we're going to be focusing on. You know, if weather does show more chances of rain, you know, you're going to wish you did reward these rallies here.
All right, very interesting. Thanks so much for the analysis and the insight. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you down the road, Blake. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, we've been visiting with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.